And welcome to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Virtual Gathering. I'm so happy that you're here, and I want to thank you for saying yes to the possibility of inviting, inspiring, and igniting love into your life with your right guy. I'm thrilled to welcome you and women from all over the world to this global virtual gathering, which is designed to support you on your journey to deep, satisfying love. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant-Johnson with Love Life Coaching, and I'm very passionate about supporting you on your journey to the relationship of your dreams, because it's only been 9 short years since I got support after a long and winding journey to love and became an ecstatic first-time bride, marrying the man of my dreams at age 43. Now I'm so blessed to support amazing women throughout the world who want to enjoy the satisfaction, contentment, and joy of a committed relationship with a man they love, admire, and respect, the kind of man who loves, cherishes, and adores them. And I want that for you, too. So if you're a woman who has taken a short or even a long hiatus from dating but wants to start dating again, or are currently dating and want to know more about men and how to improve your confidence and skills in relating to men, or are even in a relationship but wonder if it could be even better, then congratulations, because you're in the right place. I've gathered some of the world's top relationship experts to give you some of their best wisdom, advice, and guidance to help you have the relationship of your dreams. Together, we're setting an intention to provide you with the best that we have, so that you can move through any love life challenges toward the extraordinary relationship you desire. So I'm thrilled and honored to interview our guest today, and I invite you to give yourself the gift of being fully present and freeing yourself from all distractions. Please take a few notes, or better yet, check out the VIP upgrade packages at readyfortherightguy.com/VIP, and you'll also get the supplementary resources that go along with each of the conversations. So it's my privilege to introduce our wonderful guest expert today, Suzanne Oshima. Welcome, Suzanne.
Hi, Michelle. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to have you, and I know what you have to share is going to be so incredibly valuable to this audience. So just a little bit about Suzanne before we get started. Suzanne K. Oshima, matchmaker and dating coach at Dream Bachelor and Bachelorette, founder of Single in Stilettos, Suzanne K. Oshima is a matchmaker, dating coach, and founder at Dream Bachelor and Bachelorette. She has worked with thousands of single men and women to help them uncover the core issues of what may be preventing or blocking them from finding love. Suzanne has helped them transform and elevate their dating lives to meet, attract, and keep the right one. Suzanne is also the founder of Single in Stilettos. Single in Stilettos gives you the best dating advice from all the top dating experts to help you meet, attract, and keep the right man. So you can go from Single in Stilettos to engaged in stilettos. Suzanne has been seen in the media on Bravo TV, The Today Show, Good Afternoon America, ABC News, Inside Edition, BBC Radio, Men's Health, Glamour, and much more. Suzanne, I think that you have such an interesting background and have a unique perspective that's going to be so valuable to the women on the call here. And I know the theme for our conversation is going to be the real reasons you're not engaged, which is an intriguing title.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering, from your unique and valuable perspective, what you believe are the 5 biggest mistakes that women are making that are preventing them from finding love or getting engaged.
Okay. Well, so before I jump into the first biggest mistake, I want to preface this with how I came up with these. And it's because I'm a matchmaker and I work with both men and women.
Right.
And the men are actually my clients, and I actually allow women to join the service for free. And as a matchmaker, what I started to realize is that when I try to set up a lot of women with my male clients, I started to notice different patterns that kept coming up. And I started to realize that these were things that could be blocking the women from actually getting into a relationship that leads to marriage. And so that's how I came up with these tips. So it's not something I just pick randomly out of the air. It's things that I started to see over the years. And so the first thing that I started to see was that you're being too picky. And when I say that, what I want to preface that with, it's not about settling. Because I think a lot of women worry that, oh, well, then I'm just going to have to settle. It's not about settling. What it is, it's about looking at your list of must-haves and deal-breakers and really determining whether those things are what are keeping you single. Because sometimes I see people's lists, and they're way too long, and they're ridiculous things. There's a huge difference between needs versus what you want. There's things that you actually need, common value, common interest. But what you want, a guy who's 6 foot tall or has brown hair or blonde hair or whatever it is, superficial things, those are things that you want, but they're not exactly what you need. So it's important to look at things that are actual requirements versus wants versus needs.
Yeah, you know, I think this is such an interesting point, Suzanne, and I know when women hear this phrase, you're being too picky, mm-hmm. I know when people said that to me back when I was single, I would bristle at that, right? I would think that would bring up a reaction for me, and it may have brought up a reaction initially, at least, for some of the women that are listening to this conversation. And yet, what I think you're saying here is so important and so poignant, because I do believe that it's easy for us to get, as women, for us to get caught up in focusing on some of the characteristics or attributes that may not be essential, may not be our needs to have, or those things that we're not willing to compromise on. And I, like you, have seen many a woman find love in the arms of a man that they initially would have perhaps passed over. And I think that's speaking to your point here.
Exactly. And, you know, I think a good point for women to realize that it's more about the connection, the common interests, common values, and how he actually treats you over these superficial things. Like, I'll give you an example. A couple weeks ago, I tried to set a female up with one of my male clients, and he's a great guy. He actually had everything that she was looking for on her list. The one thing that was a little bit outside of parameter was he was a little bit older than what she expected, and not by far, maybe like, you know, 4 or 5 years. The minute I got to his age, she didn't want to hear the rest of how much they had in common. She said, no, I don't want to go out with him. And to me, I was like, really? This guy has literally everything that you're looking for, and his personality, and I think your personality would totally mesh together. But to be so closed off and not even hear or be open to even hearing about somebody that could be a match for you, that could actually be what's keeping you single.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think this happens so frequently when women are looking at men online, too. I've experienced with some of my clients, women disqualifying what seems like a fairly decent, interesting, possibly even great man for very trivial, nitpicky little reasons.
Yeah, see, and you've experienced it too. And I want the ladies to really take a step back and write down their list of must-haves and deal-breakers and really start to figure out what really is a must-have and what really is a deal-breaker. And think about it for a second. Could this be what's keeping me single? Because I will tell you, you're not going to get 100% of what you're looking for. if you honestly get 75 to 80% of what you're looking for, you are lucky.
Yeah, and I think that that, again, may be a piece that might make some women want to bristle, but I think you're telling the truth, Suzanne, and I think that the truth sets us free in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah, and I get that a lot more women are like, well, no, I want 100% of what I'm looking for, like 90%, but I've been matchmaking for a long time, and I will tell you, it's pretty hard to find someone who meets 100% of what you're looking for. Yes, it can happen, but it might take you a long, long time to find that. And you have to remember, even if you find 100% of what you're looking for, are you exactly what he's looking for? People tend to look at it just as a one-way street. It's actually a two-way street.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I can remember seeing an old Oprah episode. You may have seen this at some point, Suzanne, too. And she had a woman on there that had created this huge, huge, long, extensive list of the things that she wanted and things that she didn't want in a man.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things on there I remember was that she didn't want a man that used a straw when he drank a beverage. He couldn't drink a soft drink or something like that with a straw. She thought that was not masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And Oprah had on a guest expert, and I don't recall for sure who it was, but they were kind of chuckling at some of the things on her list. And when they went through this extensive list, at the end of it they said, well, I think there is a man like this. The problem is his name is Jesus, and he's not currently available on the market.
That's so funny. That's great. But yeah,
so
like,
I got a kick out of that.
Yeah, and I mean, that's like a nitpicky thing, like drinking out of a straw. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that what you've said about this gives us all a little something to think about and chew on and consider, because I think that sometimes there's the danger of women being too accepting and too willing to settle, but on the other hand, this other piece maybe isn't addressed quite as often. I don't know.
Yeah, and I just want women to remember, it's not about going to one extreme or the other. It's not about being too picky where, you know, no one meets what you're looking for, but it's also not settling either. I want women to come somewhere in between where you're kind of just more open instead of closing everybody off without meeting them. Because the other part that I have seen happen is that someone will go out and they'll meet somebody who looks really great on paper. Like he has all these things that they're looking for. Then they meet him in person and they have absolutely no chemistry. So I've seen that happen too. And that's why I just want people to just go and meet the person. It's not going to kill you to meet the person. You actually might meet the right man.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's amazing where initially, those that seem perfect on paper often don't turn out to be, and those that don't seem so perfect on paper sometimes turn out to be just the perfect match.
Exactly.
I know you see this.
I'm sorry. It's about going back to the more organic way of meeting people instead of, like, going through this checklist of checkboxes, before I meet them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way to put it, the more organic way. So what is the number two thing that you see showing up for women?
So the number two thing that I see showing up for women is, you know, every woman out there has her own career, doing whatever she does, and, you know, and I'm a career woman too, and I work really, really hard. And I consider myself a strong, independent woman, and I see this a lot. And I live in New York City, so I see it's more prevalent here. It's not to say that I don't see it in other parts of the world, but being a strong, independent woman is great, but it can also be what's keeping you single, because I see this attitude a lot with strong, independent women, is they have this attitude of, I don't need a man, I'm fine on my own because I make my own money. Or they'll say, you know, I'm happy being single. And if you you're putting that energy out there, it's actually repelling men. Because I can feel that energy when women come to see me in my matchmaking service and they want to meet men. I feel the energy of I don't need a man. If you have that energy, it can actually detract men. And it actually can turn a lot of men off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's a common thing for women to say, I think in part because we have worked so hard for our independence, and many of us have become very proud of our accomplishments or our careers. Many of us have financial independence as a result of what we've done. We've worked very hard for this. We're proud of this. And this is not about being any less than what you are or about dumbing yourself down or diminishing your accomplishments in any way. I think it's a powerful thing, though, to be able to recognize that besides all of that, even though you might not need a man in the same ways that women might have traditionally needed men for support financially or that sort of thing, I think that's really a powerful thing to be able to say, I would really like and I would really enjoy and it would be wonderful to have a man in my life, and to claim your desire for that. Because I believe that being able to speak that and own that is a step toward being open to that possibility. And I think you're right, Suzanne. I think that energetically comes across when we're so strong or so independent or so invulnerable in how we show up in relationship to men, that it does repel them. And even deep inside, you might have this deep desire, but it may not be what you're projecting from an energetic standpoint.
Exactly. And I will even use myself as an example, because like I said, I'm a strong, independent woman. And I will tell you, before I even got into the dating industry and started doing what I do, you know, this was over 10 years ago, my male friends used to say to me, oh, I know why you're not with somebody, because you act like you don't need a man. And I never understood what they really meant. And I kept saying to myself, well, of course I don't need a man. I'm fine on my own. And I used to say that all the time. And lo and behold, you know, after I got into the dating industry, I started to realize, because I started to work with more men, and I started to realize, I know now what they meant, because my male clients tell me that, yeah, they want you to have your own career and have your own passion and things like that, but when you project up that energy of I don't need a man, I'm fine on my own, it actually is it's a turn off to my male clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've shared this story before, so some of the people in this audience may have heard me tell this before, but I'll just give you this very brief example and something from that my husband said that really struck me as being really profound, and that is that when he and I started dating, I was aware of a woman that he had dated about a year before, very, very accomplished, impressive woman, and as things started to develop between he and I asked him at one point what had happened and why that hadn't worked out, and he said, she's such an impressive, amazing woman, but I couldn't really see where I could really fit in her life. And one of the things he said to me is, he said, as a man, he said, I'm not intimidated by an accomplished woman, but he said, she was invulnerable and I couldn't see where I could really fit into her life or where I really made a difference. And I just thought that was so interesting, because I know this woman indirectly, I don't know her very well, but I know she really wanted to be in a relationship, and yet that wasn't what she was projecting.
Right. And I'm so glad, Michelle, you shared what your husband told you, because that is actually, I hear that across the board from all men. If they don't see where they fit in and that they can be a part of your life and support you through those things, then they will usually step away, like your husband. I mean, I'm glad he did because you found him and you guys got married.
Yeah, me too.
But I want women to see that that's not an anomaly. I hear it from my male clients all the time. And actually, are you familiar with Dr. Ian Smith?
I'm not, no.
So he wrote a book called The Truth About Men. And he had this quote, and I've never forgotten it, and I always throw it out there, and this is the perfect time to throw it out there because it applies right here. And he had said, men want to feel needed, women want to feel wanted. If a man doesn't feel needed in a relationship, he will walk away. And it's interchangeable. I mean, men want to feel needed first and wanted second, and women want to feel wanted first and needed second. So, but to understand that is the number one thing that a man must feel from you, if he doesn't feel needed, he's going to walk away.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I love that quote. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's a really, really wonderful quote. So tell us about the third thing that you see showing up sometimes for women.
Okay. So I hear this all the time is, when should I sleep with the man? Okay? And I work with a lot of clients that are in their late 30s, 40s, and 50s. And I hear a lot with my female clients that, oh, well, you know what? I'm of age. I can sleep with him whenever I want. It's fine because I have my needs and blah, blah. And I completely agree. Here's the problem, though, is that I see women sleeping with men too soon. Okay, is that they don't realize that no matter how old a man is, whether he's in his 20s to his 50s and 60s, I've seen it all the same, is that sex is just sex for a man. If he does not have an emotional connection to you before he has sex, the chances of him losing interest and walking away or disappearing are much higher. You want to sleep with a man when he has an emotional connection to you. If you sleep with him before that, it may or may not work out for you guys. And it's not, again, it's not to say that it's guaranteed when he has emotional connection to you that it will work out, but your chances are actually higher.
Yeah, I think this is so important, and it does come up all of the time, and it is a really big question in so many women's minds. And I can recall a conversation I had when I was interviewing John Gray about a year ago, and he was talking about this very thing, Suzanne, and he was talking about how it can actually short-circuit a man's ability to develop an emotional connection to a woman if the sex happens too fast, too soon. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the traps that happens is, particularly as women, when we get excited about meeting a new man and there is chemistry and there's attraction, our tendency is to want to jump in and to want to give. And this giving too much, too fast, too soon can show up in a variety of ways, sex being one of the main ones. But I absolutely believe that erring on the side of giving things some space and time makes so much sense for so many reasons, this being one of them. Also, it gives you an opportunity to really find out more about the character of the man and the heart qualities of the man, and especially if you're looking for a committed relationship, which most of the people that I work with want, it really makes a lot of sense for so many reasons. Whatever your, you know, moral beliefs are around this, it makes so much sense for so many reasons. So I'm so glad you brought this up.
Yeah, and you know, and every once in a while, whenever I bring this up to my female clients that I coach, is they'll say, well, but I have a friend that she slept with her husband on the first date, and now they're married. Yes, that can happen. Those stories are far and few between. Those are the exceptions. That's not the rule.
Mm-hmm.
And women need to realize that, again, your chances of the relationship lasting longer are if you wait to have sex with them, that you do not rush into it. I like how John Gray said it can short-circuit a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was very interesting when he said that, and I think it's a very, you know, one of the great things about men is sometimes they have a way of articulating things in a very concise way, and I just thought that was a very concise way to really put that in a sentence that can really be understood as to one of the key reasons that you may want to consider waiting to have sex with a man. So, anything more you want to say about that one before we go to number four, Suzanne?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything there.
Okay, good. It's an important one, though, for sure.
It is, it is. So, my fourth tip is that a lot of women don't show a man appreciation and support. And this isn't only in the beginning stages of dating, it's throughout the relationship. And so I just want to give some examples to help women understand where it's really important for them to show appreciation and support. And I will tell you, this comes directly from my male clients. And I've interviewed a lot of men about this too, and male experts. And this is what they say, is that a lot of women take things for granted. And they don't say thank you for things that a man does for them, like in the beginning stages of dating, when he pays for you on a first date. I'm actually appalled how many of my male clients will say, she didn't even say thank you for dinner, or thank you for driving me home, or whatever it was, that she just took it for granted that, oh, he should pay because he's the man. Or, yes, of course, he should do that because he's the man. It's you have to show appreciation for what a man does for you. Men take note of that.
Yeah, I think this is a huge one, and it's not just applicable, like you said, to the early stages of a relationship when you're first dating or when you first meet someone, but this is something that goes such a long way in making a relationship with a man so much more enjoyable for both of you. I notice, and I've shared this before with some of my listeners as well, but I notice that when I acknowledge and appreciate and thank my husband for even just little things that he does, he actually has, Suzanne, a physical reaction to it. It's almost like his shoulders go back a little further, he stands a little higher, and he almost beams, his face almost beams, almost like a little boy. I mean, it really is adorable. And it's something that I can do with, you know, with absolutely such little effort to acknowledge and appreciate and thank him. And I can tell it makes him feel so good. And seeing him feel so good makes me feel good. Also, what I notice is that it makes him so willing and anxious to please me. I mean,
yep.
It's such a win-win. It's such a big deal, and I don't think we as women even recognize how powerful this can be, and I think we sometimes forget how little positive reinforcement and appreciation a man sometimes gets in just the normal day-to-day course of his life.
Oh, yeah, and I'm so glad, Michelle, you used your own marriage as an example, because it's exactly that. Still showing appreciation throughout the relationship and marriage. It's not just about the beginning stages of dating. I mean, you're describing how your husband gets when you say thank you. I've seen that too in men. And they do that because they are so happy when you show that appreciation. It's about that, like you said, positive reinforcement. The other thing that I want to add to that is the support. Is about supporting the man that you're with through the good and the bad. A man wants to know that you're going to be there when times are good and even when times go really bad, because that's what a marriage is. A man tests for that in the relationship if you're going to be that supportive, because he doesn't want to marry someone that's not going to be supportive of him through all aspects of his life.
Yeah, you know, in fact, I have to just cite one other little thing that I remember from my conversation with John Gray that goes right along with this. He was talking about how at one point when he was dating his now wife, whom he's been married to now for a very long time, he talked about how they went on some kind of road trip and he got terribly lost. I mean, he ended up in the wrong state. And she was very, very lovely about it, and they apparently realized they were completely lost and in the wrong state, and it was early in the morning, the sun was coming up, and he was confessing that he was totally lost, and she said something like, "Well, look at the beautiful sunset. I sure would have hated to have missed that." And he said, "Right then and there, I knew that she was the one for me."
Yeah, and I can totally see that, because it's, I can see what John's talking about, is because it's not just about getting lost on that road trip, right? It's about when things start to go bad in a marriage, where things aren't going the way that you expected in your career or whatever it is, and you're quote-unquote lost. He needed to know that she would be there for him through thick and thin, and that it wouldn't be a big deal. And she didn't make it a big deal, and that's what he saw.
Yeah.
And she also saw the greener side of the grass and made something great out of a mistake, right?
Exactly. And I think that that is a kind of safety, you know, that a man needs to feel secure and comfortable in really opening his heart and being vulnerable with a woman. Safety is something that, as women, we think about more in terms of the physical aspect of feeling safe with a man. But I think for a man, what she did, this gift she gave him by responding in such a lovely way to him getting them so completely lost that they were even in an entirely different state, was a gift where he could know, he could feel safe with this woman, that in those moments that things might not be going perfectly well, or that he might trip up a little bit, he was going to have that emotional safety. There's a funny quote, and I'm paraphrasing it, but it says, "You have to be careful in the early stages of love, that when you're, so that you can find out that if you're running across a field into each other's arms, that the other person's not going to laugh at you if you fall and trip on the way."
I love that.
And I think that's what she showed him, is that if he faltered, or if he fell, or if he had a bad day or a bad moment, or even something more dramatic than that, she was likely going to be there for him, and she was going to be able to, he was going to be emotionally safe.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I love this one, and I think that it's amazing, too, when we realize that instead of feeling like we have to give too much too fast too soon in terms of sex or whatever the case might be, that one of the biggest gifts we can give men is just that acknowledgement, that appreciation, and thanks. And by receiving what they have to offer, receiving their gifts, whether their gift is the gift of their attention or taking you out or trying to provide a nice experience for you or doing something nice for you, when we recognize that we are giving them what they need in part to develop romantic feelings for us, by just expressing that appreciation, acknowledgement, and gratitude, it's amazing how powerful that can be. And it's also amazing what a man is willing to do for a woman who acknowledges and appreciates them in that way. I mean, a man will do his best to move a mountain for you if he's motivated in that way. And I'm not talking about taking advantage of them in this way, but I'm just saying, wow, if you want to see a man who's willing to really go out of his way to try to make you comfortable or to please you, this is one way to get there.
It's true. If you show appreciation for something that he did for you, I guarantee you he will keep doing it, because a man, he only wants to make you happy.
Okay, so yeah, that one's a juicy one. I love that one. So what about number five?
So my last tip is this, is a woman tries to change a man. That's a huge mistake. And I hear it all too often, is that women will think about a guy that they're dating or they're in a relationship with, and they'll say, you know, he would be perfect if I could just change X, Y, and Z about him. and then they try to change it. And when you try to change a man, it can be the biggest turnoff and deal breaker for a man because you're not letting him be who he is. And this is, there is a quote, and I forgot where I heard it, and I bet you've heard it too, Michelle, is that, you know, is a woman's biggest fear is that she won't be able to change her man, and a man's biggest fear is that she will change. Yeah. Men just want you to remain the same person you were when he first met you and the person that he fell in love with. So women need to understand that you need to accept a man for who he is. And if you do, that will make a man fall in love with you if you don't try to change him.
Mm.
I mean, amongst other things. There are many other things where that'll make a man fall in love with you. But once you start trying to change him, it's going to detract them more than attract them.
Yeah, for sure. I think none of us want to feel like we're anyone's special project, and yet I think it can be a temptation sometimes as women to take men on as kind of our private fixer-upper projects or to approach things from this standpoint of, well, he'd be just perfect if this, this, or this, and then we think we're going to work our magic on them and make them change. Well, he's more likely to dig in his heels, and he's also more likely to feel much less attracted to you if he has a sense that you're about that. And, you know, it was interesting because I was just speaking with a woman yesterday, actually interviewing someone who's on this event, and she was talking about her personal story about meeting her man and the kind of man that he is. And she was talking about how she's a very professional woman, has a lot of advanced education. She's currently getting a doctorate degree and has a very, very successful career. And she married this man who is a truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about how much respect she has for him and what he does. And yet they come from vastly different backgrounds and vastly different worlds. But this man will move mountains for her. And this man is very committed to having this amazing life with her. And they both love each other very deeply. But I suspect if she had approached him from a very strict list, which was one of the early things we talked about, of he has to have this, 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 or this, or this. If she didn't appreciate what he does, or if she was trying to change him into being someone different than who he is, because she said he's very proud of what he does for a profession. If she were trying to change those things about him, she would not be in this amazing, loving, beautiful relationship.
Yeah. I mean, that's a prime example of someone who, that's not what she saw for herself, but she was open. And look, she's in this amazing marriage with this man, right?
Yeah.
I think use that as an example because I think it's important for women to see that.
Yeah, and I think, Suzanne, and you talk to men all the time, and I really appreciate that you have that perspective because you have both sides of the equation. I mean, you hear about the experiences of what happens in these interactions from both the male and the female perspective, right? And I'm sure your male clients can tell you when they sense or when they feel that a woman is trying to change them or trying to make them different than what they are, right?
Yeah, yeah, they definitely do. And, you know, I always, when I try to get, you know, whether it's my female clients or my male clients to see something and really understand it, you know, I always try to switch things around so that they can really get the gist of what I'm saying. So, ladies, I want you to think about if you started dating a man and you adored him and you thought he was so great, and then, you know, 3 months into the relationship, he starts saying to you, you know, I wish you could dress a little bit differently. Why don't you dress this way? Or why don't you change your hair? Or, you know, maybe we should do these things instead of those things. And it would just be to the point where you weren't even yourself and you couldn't be yourself and you wouldn't feel comfortable. So it's important to realize that when you try to change someone, they're not going to be who they really are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that definitely energetically comes across, and it, again, it's a different kind of safety, but a man needs to be able to feel safe in being who he is, just as we as women need to feel safe physically, and we also need to feel safe within the context of a relationship. And I think another piece that might be kind of helpful here is to consider having compassion for the men and what they go through when they actually put themselves out there for a date with you. This is something I talk to my clients about quite frequently, because I remember hearing from a man not too long ago. He said something like this. He said, "You have to remember that most men don't feel like James Bond inside. We don't necessarily think we can go out there and get any woman in the world at the drop of a hat." And he said, "I don't think a lot of women realize how scary it feels for us to put ourselves out there, whether it be online or to approach a woman or to ask a woman out or to take a woman out." And I just loved his James Bond analogy, because I don't think that most men out there have that feeling that they could just go out there and get any woman in the world.
Yeah, and he's exactly right, and women need to realize that.
Yeah, so Suzanne, I really, really appreciate the tips that you've given and the perspective that you have, both from working with male and female clients and hearing both sides of the story, so to speak. And I want to give you an opportunity to leave us with a last thought. But before we do that, I also know that you have a wonderful free gift for our audience called Three Secrets Guaranteed to Attract Any Man. And I believe this is an e-book. I wonder if you can just tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Yes, it is an e-book. And, yes, it's called The Three Secrets Guaranteed to Attract Any Man. And it's actually based on scientific research. So it's been scientifically proven that these three things will attract any man.
That sounds wonderful. So I want to invite all of our listeners to just click on the link underneath Suzanne's picture, and that will take you directly to the link where you can get the Three Secrets Guaranteed to Attract Any Man ebook. And I want to thank you, Suzanne, for such a generous gift, because I know that will be very valuable to our listeners.
Yeah, so thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and I want to give you a chance to just kind of give us a parting thought or last piece before we wrap up for today, and I want to thank you for being so generous with your wisdom.
Sure. I mean, the best parting advice that I can give to the ladies out there is to really just be open. Just be open to everything, the possibilities, be open. Don't be so closed off and saying no so quickly. Because when you're open, is that's when you're ready to receive the right man, and you may meet the right man.
Thank you very much, Suzanne.
Sure.
So I want to thank you once again for being so generous and for the insights and inspiration you've shared with us. And I also want to thank each of you for joining us today as well. And then just to remind you that during the event, you'll have access to over 20 love, dating, and relationship experts. And the interviews will be available on replay for 48 hours. However, I'd also like to invite you to upgrade to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Virtual Gathering VIP package. You can take a look at that and what's included at readyfortherightguy.com/VIP. It's available right now at special event pricing. And I want to thank you for joining us today, and thanks once again to Suzanne, and hope that you'll join us for more of the Ready for the Right Guy Global Virtual Gathering. So for now, Suzanne and I are both sending you lots of love, many blessings, and wishing you happiness as you invite, inspire, and ignite the relationship of your dreams with your right guy. Bye-bye for now.